All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the final portion here of Swan Song Week number 4. Adam, what is going on?
I'm just ogling this beautiful map someone in chat made.
Yeah, it's got, who was that? It's a Reddit user by the name of Catscania. Of course. Of course that's a Reddit user.
It's very cool. I'm gonna have to take a better look at it offline. So, you guys are currently struts down on Majid. And from the look of it, Majid is a pretty prosperous place, right? Like it's kind of slummy looking in general because everything is sort of strung together with hope and money. But you had your friend Lee, the former smuggler, hook you up with some weapons at a really good price. Higgs, you have more grenades than a man needs in his life, but
yep,
I'm sure those will be fine.
Probably not.
Jeff, you've got you have an assault suit now, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And you've put in a request for some computer parts. And then who went back to the ship and who decided to go out drinking with Victor?
I went back to the ship.
Okay. I went back to the ship.
I think.
Okay. Yes, drinking. I'm sure there are drinks at the place I'm going.
Piani, where are you going?
Just looking for a little love.
I'm going to go with Victor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on your way there, Victor, you guys get accosted by, I mean, it happens a bunch, but you get accosted by a beggar. And he's, I don't know, maybe like 15 or 16. He's missing a leg. He's got a really like shoddy kind of like cybernetic replacement that's essentially just like a stick with a kind of flat thing on the bottom. And he kind of like limps up to you. And he's holding a sign and in one hand, like a metal bowl, it's like a hubcap or something turned upside down in the other. And the sign it's written in Chinese, so Victor, you don't understand it. Piani, you read it and it says, victim of mining accident, also suffering MES, please help. And you notice, both of you, when he gets closer, that he's got like a weird like growth on the side of his head, like a tumor there. And both his eyes are like white, but he seems to be able to navigate the crowd towards you without any problem.
What is MES? Do I know what MES is? Yeah.
Yeah, you have it. It's mental something syndrome. It's what turns people into psychics.
Mm.
You actually have to take like medication regularly. We haven't been like tracking it because I assume it's something that you just have access to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have to take medication regularly, or stuff like this happens to you. Like you go blind, you go crazy, like bad things happen.
Do the rest of us know this? This is how psychics work.
Yeah, it's a pretty commonly known fact. It depends on where you grew up and what your culture was like around psychics. On some planets,
probably wouldn't. I wouldn't know that then.
you'd know, like, because you're from Asa, right?
Yeah.
And Asa's where Sunbeam is, and so there's lots of money there. So there's probably like a relatively decent education system because Sunbeam wants people to know how to do things to work for them. So you'd know, and you have access to all the news feeds. So you know that MES is a disease, but you can't like catch it from a person. It's not transmissible.
Sure.
It's a genetic disease. If you have it, depending, and this is where the thing starts to diverge. Either psychics are like walking gods on earth and should be worshipped, or they're like tools of the devil and should be burned at the stake. Like they're just people with like mutants in Marvel, right? They're people with weird powers, and some people hate them and some people think they're awesome.
Gotcha.
Yeah, everybody has their own personal opinion, and every system has its own kind of opinion of psychics.
And I would recognize the symptoms as a medically
trained
individual.
Yeah. Yeah. The blindness, the head tumor, like probably uncontained MES.
Yeah. Damn it, Piani, I'm a doctor. I know this.
So, yeah, this person hobbles up and isn't saying anything. Is just holding the kind of makeshift begging bowl out towards you.
I mean, like, at this stage of progression, it's not the sort of thing I can just treat with a shot or something like that, right? Yeah.
It's way too late. I mean, if this person ever had treatment for the MES, it's genetically, like, it's mutated them to the point where they're pretty doomed.
If everything's crud sticks, what the fuck is this guy begging for?
So you can make, like, disposable, like, crud sticks, right? And plus, like, most systems, especially, like, Majid probably has
gotcha.
Its own Mandarinate, like, chit system. The mines probably pay their workers in chit, so they have to, like, keep working.
Okay.
that kind
of
stuff.
Well, I brought 1,000, I brought 1,000 creds with me, all in 20, so I give him a 20.
Okay.
Cred stick.
Okay. He doesn't say anything, but both of you get this sudden, like momentary kind of flashback to like a really positive memory from your past. Like, it's just like the briefest thing, like a sandwich you really liked, or like the last time you saw a friend you'd forgotten about, be like, oh yeah, that person, I haven't seen them in forever. You just get this like sudden, yeah, just like sudden short burst of positive emotion.
It was this guy that I slept with that had three arms.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So you have a momentary flashback to your tryst with the three-armed man.
Yeah.
What's your memory, Victor? What's the brief flash that you get?
You know, I think I was probably like walking in a park on a beautiful sunny afternoon with, you know, someone beautiful.
Yeah. Like on Andoni before the right. protector took over.
Okay. Yeah. Before, you know, back when things were good.
Okay. Good old days.
And awesome. I still thought I was going to be a xenoarchaeologist.
Yeah. That's what you wanted to grow up to be with your useless degree.
It's not useless. You can go into higher education.
Teach others, you know, archaeologists.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So where are you looking to go, Victor? Where do you take Piani? Or where does Piani follow you, I guess?
Let me see here. Hang on one second. I need to look at my character sheet. Surely I have like traveler culture that can let me know of some fairly upscale you know,
you don't even need to like culture. Like everyone has, like all the businesses have people on the street corner. Like if they don't have, they either have that, or if they can afford it, they have holograms doing the same. There's giant signs, mostly in Chinese, but also in like English and Spanish. English is like the third or fourth language down the list.
Yeah.
And this place is like, it's kind of the most sort of like the busiest place you guys have been. Like there's people everywhere. It's very crowded. Lots of signage. Lots of advertising. You notice a lot of people are wearing like augmented reality, like glasses, like over one eye. So there's probably a whole other layer of additional stuff going on that you don't get from real space. So it's easy. You don't even have to make a roll to find like an upscale kind of place to go.
Yeah. Place to go have sex.
Are you looking, I was gonna say, you're just looking for a nice expensive broth.
Just looking for a little companionship for the evening.
Okay. It'll cost you 100 credits.
Done.
Okay. No problem. It's all like legal and like the government. Like if you're going to a nice place, everyone here probably works here by choice. So
that's wait, the way Victor
So works. Victor's going to get laid?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm just drinking at the bar then.
Okay.
What?
Cool.
Yeah, Piani.
They have a bar downstairs.
Piani, listen. I'll get this one for you. Really. You look like you could blow off some steam.
Oh, Victor. I may not have had a lot of money here and didn't get to experience all these fucking extravagant things that you're experiencing now, but there is one thing I know about this planet, and that is it's got STDs that'll eat your fucking prickin' tits off, so be careful, my son.
Piani, you're working with one of the best doctors in the system. We can take care of that, really.
I'll meet you at the bar.
All right.
All right, so we'll fade out on party time for you two. The next morning, essentially, you get a message from the Crow River that it's it's an hour or so away from orbit, and to meet you at, you know, they give you coordinates just outside the moon's orbit in the system.
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll still be, I haven't forgotten about you, Piani. It'll still be some time before you can process your computer parts request, but it'll happen. So you guys, you head out to orbit, I guess. And you can pick up the signal for the ship and get to it. It's a carrier, not a military ship. It's like an explorer. It probably has like a fighter escort that it's got built in. You get a message from the captain, and he hails you and tells you to come aboard. And there's a on your heads up display, Victor. You can see the tunnel to their like docking port.
Sorry.
It's fine. I'm trying Joe's really hard not amazing. To giggle at this.
It's so
my,
good.
My webcam has never had issues, and today it's just fucking fucking with me.
Look, I'm trying to keep it fucking keep it together over here. You
just
guys
keep
are
your voice
giggling.
Down. That's all I ask, please. While you tell your stories.
Jeff's cam looks like he's passed out. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Oh my God! Sorry, you were saying it's time to go aboard the Crow River in order to. Like, get paid.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Get the mission accomplished.
I whistle to myself and you know, walk with a little extra swagger in my step.
So do you guys plan on being yourselves and trying to get a better deal out of this guy now that you have the core, or are you just going to turn it over and get the money?
God, let's just get the money. Pigs.
How much
Pigs.
For the core?
10,000. 10K for the core itself. And then the salvage rights to the ship, which were 280,000 credits.
We want to just have a little huddle beforehand and be
sure.
Like, look,
yeah, while you're tractor beaming up into its,
yeah, let's get this over with as quickly as possible. We don't want them to be like, oh, by the way, what happened to the AI or anything like that.
We know nothing of it.
We just want to be like, here's the core. Thank you for the money.
What are you talking about?
See ya.
Right.
And if they ask, we're just like, no, no, no.
All right.
No.
So,
am I just a spinning wheel now, by the way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are.
That's good.
No, what's going on?
You're being Neelified. You're the.
I guess.
Yeah. Pretty soon.
Can we just blame Skype? I just assume, right? Just Skype.
Oh, yeah. Skype's probably. Skype's okay. Definitely the culprit. Although Weed is hosting, so let's just blame Weed instead.
You know what?
I blame Skype.
I blame Weed.
Yeah, it is Skype, the more I think. Okay, that's fine. Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted.
Yeah, I'll. I'm just like. I don't even say anything. I just kind of like nod throughout the entire through what Victor's saying and don't change the deal.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So you meet with the captain or not the captain. You meet the guy, your contact, that Dr. Escobar, and he seems just like utterly relieved that he's getting the core back. There's you're met by a hazmat team. Like the dock that you guys are in is totally abandoned. There's no ships, there's no cargo, and there's this like hazmat team there in full gear that come on board and take it away.
Victor, should we? Well, I guess it doesn't matter now.
And yeah, so they all come on board and they take the core off the ship. Piani, while this is happening, your ship is being scanned. Like extensively, like very invasive, like deep computer system level scans.
So with our communication hacks, mm-hmm. What do I like? Does this concern me, or I mean, it concerns me that they're scanning the ship. But
you
with
can,
what we have in place, do I feel like they could find?
Are they through our firewalls or what?
Right.
Maybe like they if you just like sit back and let them watch, yeah, they could probably figure out the file system of the computer.
So is there any like safe sort of power down, like in a if we were in a port and sort of will we put our ship into like a passive state?
No, I think like the ship itself, yeah, you can put it into like standby or whatever, but that's not quite the same.
Okay.
There would be a risk, like a hard, like a cold boot down. There'd be a risk to your overworked system, first
right,
of all, mostly,
right.
mostly to your computer passenger.
Sure.
Talk to Pi. Tell her to lay low.
Okay. Obviously, I say they're trying to fuck us in the ass, boys. And Victor says to, mention something to Pi. So I put in a bracket smiley,
mm-hmm.
and then I say, stay in the darkness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do anything to try and like mess with the scan as it's happening? Like give them fake data, or are you just going to let them scan the system and hope that your prior work, does it for you?
If I could give them some false readings, then I think that
okay.
I would definitely like to do that. Yeah.
Okay. So make a computer roll. I will also for their tech.
Eight.
Ooh, a tie. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that they notice something is anomalous with your computer system, but don't figure out what. And so Higgs, maybe while you're getting the details of the deed transfer done, Dr. Escobar says to you, there's like a ping on his like comm pad, and he looks at it and then kind of like looks perplexed and puts it away, and he says, so was there anything unusual that happened on board the ship? Run into any trouble? And he's trying to seem conversational about it.
Steven, mute your mic if you're gonna type fucking thundering in here.
Oh, sorry.
I kind of am like signing, and I look up and I'm like, what was there supposed to be? And I'm just making sure that all the boxes are checked and everything's good.
The fucking pirates.
Oh, I just I have a report here from our computer techs. We're doing a basic scan of the ship just to make sure everything is, you know, okay. And I notice your computer system is running very hot. Is this normal for the Swan Song?
Yeah, we got a. Am I supposed to sign right here at this mark?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Just put your thumb on that area.
All right. Good. Yeah, we got a crazy computer genius or something. I don't know what she's kind of weird. She does what she wants. Every now and then it'll run a little hot, and then it'll run a little cold. She bounces out right here as well. I like point to another
Yes, three times here, and your initials there as well.
Just like signing everywhere.
If you wish, I could have a tech look at it. We have some of the best ship computer technology available. It would be no problem. Only a few hours, if you like.
I like stop and look up. And I'm like, no, we're actually we've got another meeting just south of here. He kind of like makes a really weird look. And he goes. Yeah. Thank you for the offer. That's very kind of you. I'm sure that I can have Piani come out here and explain it if you really want a better explanation. I don't know much of any of that, and I keep signing.
He says, no, I don't wish to keep you. You've done a fantastic job. I cannot tell you personally how much it means to have this core back.
That's great.
A bit of hot water, I admit, for losing it in the first place, but I'm glad to have it back. The pizza party was a magnificent ship. I would have.
She was all fucked up when we got it, but I could see the allure. I definitely could.
I hope that you can find a good crew, and that its parts bring you a great deal of money. If you want to work with Ximenes Shipyards again, we would be happy to employ you.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, send me any offers you guys got, and we'll just deal with the deals as they come to us.
He says he looks at the Swan Song and notices the like. That it's a sunbeam ship, and he's like, if you ever want a better spaceship than that pile of garbage, and
you watch your mouth right there. That's where we draw the line.
He laughs. He's like, okay, I'm sorry. Everyone has a sentimental value for their spaceships, but when that value degrades, come to me. I'll make sure you get a good deal.
He just kind of like shakes his head and says, hey, yeah, okay, I will.
Okay, so he looks up at the calm, the little like. Box seats kind of area where the guy that oversees the hangar works, and that guy gives him a thumbs up that they're done, and he gives him the thumbs up, and he's like, well, we're all done here. The deed is in your name. You have salvage rights to that ship, and good luck.
Fantastic. You have a great afternoon, and we'll see you next time. Make sure you send me any jobs you got. We'd love to do them. And I walk on.
Yes, of course. Awesome. Okay, so you guys get your 10K you can split.
Let's just put it in the ship's bank. Put it towards our next maintenance.
No.
Fucking Wilbur owes me fucking 40,000 credits.
Okay, that's your problem, like, entirely, actually.
You just look up, and I just, like, give you the evilest of eyes, and I could put my... I go back to my comm pad.
2.5 to each.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a straight 2,500 credits to each of us.
Yep. And then for completing your mission, everybody gets 1,500 experience.
Nice.
Yeah.
1,500.
So we're at 25?
Yeah. Should be well enough to level everybody. So do you guys want to do that? Do you want to do that now?
Yeah, let's do the leveling now.
I vote yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then actually, once you get back on board, you can plug back into the job board, and I've got some options for you there.
Can even do that live too.
Yeah, let's do that. So for leveling up, let me find the rules here.
We got 1,500.
Yeah. You're at 2,625 total, sir.
Yep. We're almost level 3, Victor.
Damn. You are right.
You guys are. Shit.
I got some hit points. Yay.
We're supposed to roll 2d6 and take the new value if it's higher than our current hit points.
Yes. So each person will do this independently because you all have different hit point dice to roll. But
except
yeah,
for
Victor.
Me and Steven, yeah.
Yeah, Victor, why don't we do yours first? So roll 2d6.
Ba-pow.
Okay, and what do you get one hit point. So you
gain
one,
one hit point. God.
You don't have a constitution bonus or penalty, right?
No.
Okay. Change, make sure, oh, your saving throws won't change till 5th.
Yep.
Just note your new XP that you need to level up again.
I see that.
And then we'll do the skill stuff all together. Okay, so Higgins, you want to do yours?
So
I'm watching you, Higgs.
I forget, because the character sheet was messed up. My con is 8. Is that a minus one, or is that a 0?
No. Okay. No, it's just flat.
7 is the minus one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just roll 2d6.
2d6. What?
Okay, so you don't go down. You just keep the current hit points you have, and then next level you roll 3. You roll 3d6.
That's harsh.
Yep.
Can we re-roll this?
Piani, nope. Piani, you want to do yours?
Can't get worse than 4, baby.
So,
Bam! Yeah!
Oh my god!
That's good. Yeah!
All right, so Piani, you have 7 hit points now.
2d6 for me.
2d10 for you, I think, or 8. I don't know. Whatever it is for your character. You have more than those losers.
No,
it's 8. Find them?
It should say in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, I got it. It's 2d8.
What is with my rolls today?
All right, so you just, you just keep your...
It's the worst!
So, Piani, as you go up a level, you add both the additional points on the psychic experience table and your best attribute modifier of wisdom or... constitution to your psychic power points. So
okay, wait, repeat that one more time.
All right, so you start, basically you gain 2 for leveling, so you start with a base of 3.
2 what?
How many power points do you have right now?
Oh, it says 15.
That doesn't make sense. You shouldn't have 15.
I don't know.
It's
says...
okay. I think you wrote down the score and said you've only ever used a power once in a session.
That's
anyway,
what the
so.
Character sheet says. Let's
not be lying. Yeah.
Where's the damn power sheet? You fucking PCs and your numbers. All right, psychic. So
should it be 5, maybe?
PP. No, it says right there, PP plus. It's got a 1. It's on your table on the right-hand side.
So I should have a 1.
Yeah, well, don't write that down now. So you start with 3, and then you get to add either... Do you have a bonus in either?
I have a bonus in wisdom.
Okay, so you have... one for first level and another one for second level. So you should have 5 PP total.
Gotcha.
5 PP.
Five power points. And then you guys will gain skill points. Which you'll find.
Class,
yeah, it'll be on your character sheets there.
3 for us, Victor.
Yeah.
Where do we see how many skill points we gain?
It's right next to your HP in the top right. We get 3.
Yeah, skill points per level.
Oh, 2.
I just told you how many, Victor. 3.
There it is. Like yeah. It's 3. I just like to know these things.
Oh, all everyone right. Turn the cams back on.
Wait, cams!
Where the hell is this?
I even try. It's kind
of
sad.
It's in the very upper right-hand corner of the character sheet.
Oh, right, 2.
I'll let you know if it does, Joe.
Sweet. And that's so have... anything?
No, so there'll be a cost. I'm just trying to find the table for it of how much it costs to gain that stuff. But you basically spend those points to level up your.
Oh, I just want to up computer. Would that cost 2 then?
I'm gonna find it.
It says down at the
level
down underneath. Yeah.
Plus 1.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if it says on the sheet.
Cost raised by 1. Class skill equals new level plus 1. So if it was going to be 1, that would be 2 to raise it.
Yeah, so computers for you is, I don't think it's a class skill. Let me check. Psychic class skills. Yeah, computer is not a class skill. So it costs whatever the non-class skill amount is.
I think it's new level plus 2.
Yeah, new level plus 2. So you want to raise it from 0 to 1, it takes 3 points.
Gotcha.
1 to 2, then it's 4 points.
So the only the shit that's like in white to me.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, the gray ones are non class codes.
Gotcha.
And then you also need to find like a trainer for that stuff, like someone to train you. But you can do that on any TL4 or better planet. Okay. And then it costs an amount, which I don't know what it is, but it's in the book somewhere. I'll find it.
And now I also have access to like psychic healing and terminal reflection.
So, yeah, you also have to, when you level up, and again, if I could just find the damn level section, I could read all that stuff. But yeah, there's a thing for getting additional disciplines. Your primary discipline goes up by 1 every time you level.
Oh, right.
And then your secondary discipline, you spend either a point on that or another discipline. So if you want to get a third discipline at level 1, you're welcome to do that instead.
But only my main. So like it would have to be in precog.
So which one is your main? Is precognition's your main?
Yeah,
one? Precog. Okay, so
main.
Precog goes up to level 2, so you get terminal reflection. And then you can either make biosonics go up to level 2, or you can get a new one at level 1. So telekinesis, telepathy, whatever. One of those.
Oh, a new, like a completely new.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, so you can figure that out between sessions if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. And I'll figure out what the cost is in credits for upping your skills, but you can pay those. Like, just take the skill points if you want to spend them now. Hold them if you need to for next level. And then I'll just, like, back note the payment, and you can pay whenever you're on a TL4 planet, and we'll figure out how long it takes to train up.
Adam, sorry, can I ask one other question? If I did want to raise my biopsionics by 1 and not choose a new one, I could.
Yes. Yeah, you could have level 2 biopsionics and precog, and then just be done.
Gotcha.
So, just for everybody else's benefit, the level 2 of biopsionics is essentially cure light wounds. He can lay on hands and heal.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking persuade and just putting it straight to 1.
Okay.
So I spend 1 point to put it to 0 and then 2 points to put it to 1.
Sure.
Sounds that's good. My 3 points.
Cool.
So I have 2 points, Adam.
Yeah.
I want to put, can I put 1 in exosuit? Would that get me the power armor?
Yes. Yeah, because it'll go from nothing to 0.
Nothing to 0.
Nothing yep. to 0 is 2 points?
It's the current, the new level plus 1, so it's 1 point. If you don't, if you, it's one of your class skills, and exosuit is definitely a warrior class.
Okay. And if I do energy weapons, do I get another additional plus 1?
What's your energy weapons at right now?
Nothing.
It's at 0?
It's nothing.
Oh, you don't have it? Okay. So yes, that then it would cost you 1 point to go from 0 to 1. Or from nothing to 0, and then at 0 you won't get penalized anymore for using energy weapon.
Okay. Which is what my gun is, right?
Yeah. So it's like a net, sort of a net plus 1, basically by getting rid of a minus 1 that you had before.
And with that, I have projectile weapons 1.
Mm-hmm.
Where else was I generating my better stuff here? And then the gun itself is like plus 2, right?
Yeah, the gun has a bonus to hit, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I guess it's not important now.
Yeah.
And is that it for my upgrading? Like,
Yeah. Just make a note if you don't spend all your skill points, because if you do spend them, then there'll be a cost involved. Like
no, that's 2. Yeah. We'll
figure that out.
And I guess I now have the assault armor on, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to assume you wear it unless you're like sleeping or
What exactly is assault armor in terms of looks? So just for mental imagery.
Well, Jeff, you can describe it however you like, but it's I'll read the description for anyone who might be watching and wants to know the default. Let me find it. So, an assault suit. Let's see. It doesn't actually describe it, but basically, it is powered armor. Level 0 exosuit training is sufficient to remove the penalty. They have self-contained atmospheres. It could be used as a vacuum suit for up to 6 hours. Those in assault suits or power armors are immune to injury from unarmed attacks or man-portable weapons of TL3 or lower.
Wow.
Both assault suits and powered armor require 1 Type A power cell for each 24 hours of operation. Mm. So because it's got its own environment, it's got like a sealed helmet and
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Jeff, if you want to think about how it actually looks, you can describe it for us like at the beginning of the next session if you want.
Sure.
Cool. I've got four Type A batteries, and I'm sure we can buy more. I think
they're really powered on the ship, too.
Yeah, they're the same. They're the same guns. The same batteries your guns use, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got
bioscanners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we good with leveling up then? I took plus one in persuade, so I used all 3 points. So I have now two in persuade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. No problem.
And then.
Okay.
Before I move on, let me actually just dip to another screen, and I'm going to actually host the call and see if that helps. We'll just see if it changes anything real quick. So make sure you hang up, and I'll give you a call in a sec. All right, good. We're back. As soon as we... hangs up, it'll fix everything, so don't worry about that chat.
Fucking dick.
Well, not hang up. It like Skype delays. It's like, hey, this person's not on the call. Just you good? We're gonna wait 30 seconds and then it'll disappear. It's really weird. Anyways, go ahead, Adam.
Okay, so when you guys get back on the ship, you check your like job board postings because you've just completed a mission and you're looking for a new one. And this time around, the automated job delivery bot has delivered two options for you to choose from. So rather than just being assigned like here's your job, they've given you two that you can choose from.
Okay, what a nice bot.
So
thanks, job delivery bot.
I'll read them to you. Yeah, wink, wink. I'll read them to you, and you guys can decide. You can talk about which ones you want, and then once you've decided, that'll probably be a good place to stop, so you can go to the next one. So the first job is you'll be employed by the Department of Xenosociology at Anaximander University. The details of that job are wanted. Reliable cargo ship and crew for delivery of sensitive materials to secure research facility. Self-defense capabilities, a must. Payment on safe delivery. Pickup and drop-off details provided upon job acceptance. No references required. Location is encrypted, and the payment is 50,000 credits. So a pickup and drop-off for 50K. The other job is the employer is the Richardson Scientific Society, who you guys have worked for before. You remember you got something off of Andoni for them. The details of this mission are missing Dr. Einar Subic, last seen November 3199 on Thoe. Dr. Subic was on sabbatical studying the social organizations of the inhabitants of Protagoras V when contact was lost. Return for the safe return, a reward for the safe return of the doctor to the Gunhild system. Location is last known Thoe, which is in Protagoras, and payment is 65,000 credits for that one.
And the other one was a grab and take back, but how much was that payment wise?
50K for that one. Yeah, go to an Anaximander, pick something up, drop it off somewhere they'll tell you about later, and you'll get 50K for it, or find this doctor. They think he's on this planet. Go find him and bring him safely home, and you'll get paid 65K.
Is there anything for bringing him back dead?
No, a reward for the safe return. I mean, maybe they reward you for just giving them some closure, but I think they want him back.
Okay.
I'm really interested in this xenosociology one, but do we feel comfortable in our ability to provide for our self-defense?
Yes.
Yeah, we're good, yeah.
Let's do it!
Is that the one for 60?
50.
That's 50, but it's a simple pickup drop-off. It'll be super easy. We can just do it in one session. No problem. We can just move straight on. Probably just be able to like help Richardson Scientific immediately after anyway.
Yeah, but, you know,
that's the other thing to consider is that all of these missions, you know, I'm kind of keeping track of what the different factions sort of think of the Swan Song. So doing missions for the same people over and over will increase kind of your rep for them. So you've already got a little bit of a foothold with Richardson. Or if you want to start kind of getting on the radar at Anaximander University, that's another reason that you could take that job on too.
What about salvaging rights? What do we do with that?
Yeah, we should roll to figure all that stuff out too. Do you want to do that now while you guys ponder the thing?
We're just gonna roll for it. We don't even have to go there and do it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys aren't physically doing the salvaging yourselves because it's a huge ass ship, right? Like, all you gotta do is pick a system. So, do you want to go to Oninsa or do you want to go to Majid?
someone's going to make a business roll to hire a crew, and then we'll figure out how much time it's going to take and how much it'll take off your bottom line, and then you'll have your money.
If we I'll try to help, but I should not roll it.
Because... If we go to Majid, can we get a bonus through Lee?
Yeah, I'll let you, if you go to Majid, I'll let, Higgs, you can roll Culture or Criminal to get that bonus to see if he can help you.
Yeah, let's go through Majid.
And then, Majid is just chock full of cheap labor, right? Like,
I'm going to try to help him in the negotiation, okay?
What
success.
Who else is who's making the actual important role? Because I'm making the criminal. No, I'm making the criminal role.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody else with Culture Criminal can help. Like, Piani's got some connections. Right?
I would say that Jeff just made the business role. He's the only one with business, I think, right?
Well, sure. he just rolled to help, so. Sure. If he wants to roll business, he'll have to re-roll.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be cheating. Let's say it's Piani. She knows her people, and I help her with the business side, and you're going to help her with the culture.
Is Culture Criminal Charisma, or that's intelligence?
Yeah, for you, it'll be Charisma in this case, because you're wheeling and dealing.
Okay. 7.
Three. Fucking Piani.
Well, it's with a +2, but still a fail, I guess. Still, can you re-roll that?
Yeah. No, Piani's a psychic.
Fuck.
Didn't see that one coming.
So we failed to hire someone on Majid to...
No,
we just got poor
rates.
No,
it's just going to be expensive and slow. Okay, so I got to make a roll to figure out...
We all rolled pretty bad there, to be honest. But Piani,
hey,
you real.
Hey, that's my
up.
First success today. I'm pretty pretty happy actually.
Okay. So let's see. Failed. Okay, so the crew. It's going to take them 2 weeks to salvage the ship. Take 14 days. And the total cost is going to be 35,000 credits.
Oh, okay. For like a haul of 300,000?
Almost, yeah.
Yep, that's fine.
We'll do it.
That's okay.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Can you mark all this down, the quartermaster Victor?
Yeah, so we earned 300,000.
Yeah, your total, no, it wasn't 300, it was almost. Your total take from the salvage is 245,000.
Is that minus the 30,000 already?
That's minus, yeah. So 245,000, but it takes, it's going to take some time. So I'm going to roll and see how many weeks it takes to process all the payments and sell it and do all that shit. So 1 second.
There's some accountant out there that's going, don't roll, tell me. Tell me the number. The best part of the show.
Okay, 58 days it takes to do this. Jesus.
58 days.
You rolled 229s on a fucking D30, goddammit, Adam.
I rolled 2D30 and a 229, so it takes the better part of 2 months.
This is the fucking worst.
Okay, so at the end of March 3200, then we will get this.
Do we get this?
Yeah. Well, no, you'll get it now. I'm gonna assume that the job happens. That's the end. You get the job at the end of this period. So I'm going to assume that all that, like, checking the job thing, let's say that happens at the end, because otherwise the job would go bad in two months. So, so living expenses for 58 days for you guys.
We're just going to say that this happens in game. This passes by.
Yeah, all this time just passes. You're in system. It's just going to mean I'm going to make. I'll do 2 GM turns between this session and the next one because the universe is still doing its thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Does that
you
mean
guys are busy.
We'll find out about our connection from.
Yes, definitely. All that stuff will happen.
We'll also have to make 2 payments, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. We're still net gain. We
okay,
want it to
so do you want to do that now? Do you want to just take your March and April payments?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yep.
Okay. And the maintenance as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Your chat. Enjoy us talking about doing math.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, so we do it now, so we don't have to do it next episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our total take is 232,100 credits. Payout to each equals
That's not what I got.
Yeah, he's still subtracting stuff.
So it's 245,000 credits, right?
You bet.
And then you're going to make 2 payments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 8220 twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then maintenance for 2 months, which is 3230.
Yep. And the difference, Adam, is in the $10,000 that we earned for returning the core.
So you're adding that in? Okay.
Yeah. So instead of $245,000, I add $255,000.
So $232,100 credits total.
Mm-hmm. Payout to each is $58,025.
We are
fucking rich.
Chat's gonna lose it if I don't bring this up. Is the ship's CPU fried in 2 months?
So that's the question. So I'm gonna ask Piani about that. So Piani, you get a call on the parts. They're gonna cost 125,000 credits to buy them. And then there'll be like labor and time to install. They're weird computer parts, like they're mainframe parts. You wouldn't put them on a ship like this. You get that within a week or so. The other question is, if you don't buy it and do the upgrade, what are you going to do with the computer? Because you have to put Pi in standby mode if you don't, because otherwise it'll burn out the Swansong's main core.
I feel like this is a heady decision about the future of the Swan Song.
Yes.
That we should maybe have during more lucid times.
Mm-hmm.
I am certainly potentially willing to part with 50,000 in order to upgrade the Swan Song's computer core. If we all kick in that amount, then we've got 200K right there. But it's up to you guys.
Maybe we should leave this for...
Yeah, I mean, it's worth you guys thinking on a little bit. It's a fairly...
Yeah,
so it's either we buy this and we get Pi, potentially, or
so
we...
And I don't know, like, Piani, maybe... This is all out of character. Maybe Piani doesn't inform you in character about all this stuff, but basically what Pi has said is, like, I need these parts to keep being alive.
Well, then we buy the parts. I'm done.
But the thing with that is Pi is an AI, right? So if you do buy the parts, it's going to get smarter. And it's going to have more control over the ship, and it's going to get better. So it might bypass that firewall you guys put in.
Right? We did want to find a way to build the hardware block, of course. But we should basically talk about this at the start of next time so we have time to discuss.
Yeah, yeah. What to do about the Pi situation?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I'm still for it. So my decision's already made up.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. Okay.
Awesome.
So now, I mean, you guys know how long it'll take between sessions. There's basically like 2 months of stuff that happens, just running the ship and doing business. We'll figure out what to do with Pi and the ship and the computer, and then you guys can go on that mission. We'll do all that stuff next time.
All right, cool.
Sounds good.
Let's do some shout-outs, and then we'll call it a show. Steven, go ahead and start us off.
You guys rule. Adam, you rule. Everybody else rules, and our viewers rule too. This was a lot of fun. I like my math spreadsheets. And you guys can follow me on Twitter and YouTube and Twitch at Silent Osiris at all of those things. I think it's like somewhere around here. The O is a zero. That's about it. No short, other shout outs.
Short and sweet. Cool. Wow. I don't know which I guess why do I have both of you marked as Steven? That's actually remarkable. Adam, do some roll shout outs.
They're the same. They're both DMs.
I don't know if I did that as a joke or what.
I think it was probably a joke last time. I'm having a great time with the game. I'm really glad we got to play this week. Again, pacing's a little different every session, so it's kind of neat to see the game evolving in that way. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. If you want to see me do my GM thing, I'll probably do both GM turns at once. Hopefully before I go to Gen Con, so I'll probably do that this weekend. And if you want to know when that is, just follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost, and I will announce all the details. You can come watch me nerd out by myself.
Cool stuff. Jeff, you're up next.
Thank you, everybody. It's been awesome. I really enjoy role play, but this show has, like we've always said, a special place in my heart because it's just sci-fi and fun. And just for me personally, as always, if you haven't already, follow me on Twitter, please. EG in Control. I stream on Twitch at InControl TV, mostly StarCraft 2, but you'll see some XCOM in there and maybe something else, but that's kind of silly because I've been streaming for like 5 years and it's only been StarCraft 2, so I guess don't hold out for it. In the near future, my gigs are I'll be at Sony Online Experience Live or SOE Live in Vegas, weekend of the 17th, so if you're attending that, I always want to meet new people and come say hi, please. I will be losing grips of cash at the poker tables. And that's that for now. So just Twitter and Twitch is the best ways to follow me. And, of course, shout out to my team, Evil Geniuses, for making my gaming life possible. Thank you.
Awesome stuff. Wheat, close us out.
Yo, first and foremost, I just want to say I got fucking 7 HP. I feel good about myself in this game now. I seriously felt like I was that wet Kleenex the whole time. I still am. But I'm a bit more confident about that. No, seriously, though, thanks for watching Swang Song. I, like Jeff said, love this one because it's just sort of all sorts of shit that I love. And the system is just fantastic so far. So you know where to find me. I'm totally busy this week. We got Live on 3 tomorrow. Intel's Next Up live streamer on Wednesday. Some special shit on Thursday. 8-Bits and Twitch Weekly on Friday. And then the monster hunting will begin. Yes. And,
or we're going to play WoW.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah, one of the two. Boom. Dot, dot, dot. Monster Hunter. Thank you, guys.
Oh, hey, is Adam, you doing your Q&A?
I'll do a Q&A as usual.
I should we should always close out the show on... Oh, and you're doing a Q&A, right? That's good? We're good?
Try to surprise him.
Yeah.
Neil's time. Like, I'm going to do one once a month. I'm like, nah, Neil. Fuck you. You're doing it tonight.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, I'll be live tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern for some more personal stream. I think the next role play is Vigil on Thursday, Solemn on Sunday, R&D. We haven't scheduled yet because Jesse is traveling to London. So we don't really know when the next one will be going on. And then we'll figure out the Swan Song next episode right after we go offline. So we'll see you guys next time. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We are out.
Peace. Bye.